من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يفعل ذلك عدوانا وظلما فسوف نصليه نارا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak ta'ala warned it, do not eat the wealth of one another in a wrong way. Don't steal from one another. Don't rob one another in every way which is haram. Don't consume other people's wealth. The only way that you can is by doing business. And the basic fundamental principle in business is that both parties must be happy. The seller must be happy with how much he's selling it for. The buyer must be happy with how much he's buying for. So that is one way, that is one thing. So all the haram way of earning wealth has been negated in this ayat. The next is, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not kill one another. And do not kill yourself either, committing suicide. So your wealth and your lives must be protected. That is a very important command of Allah Ta'ala. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. Or جو کوئی یہ کام کرے. And anyone who does this, that is, he takes wealth of other people wrongly. Or he kills other people, of course, also wrongly. And two conditions Allah said, عُدْوَانَ وَظُلْمَ. تَعَدِّي سے اور ظُلَم سے. عُدْوَانَ, تَعَدِّي, to go and transgress, go over the limit. Zulman, that is oppressing and not fulfilling the right. These are two conditions which Allah has made. A person who commits this gunas, he does it for either of the two reasons or both reasons. One is he goes and transgresses beyond the limit. That is what he was not supposed to do, he does. He steals other people's money, he robs them, he does them down in business, etc. Or zulam, he does not fulfill their rights. He doesn't go. There is one scenario where you don't harm the person, but the rights that have to be fulfilled of that person, you don't fulfill those rights. Like for example, you don't harm your children, but you don't fulfill their rights. You don't give them a proper Islamic education. You don't teach them who Allah Ta'ala is and what their duties are to Allah Ta'ala. All that also comes in zulm. So whether it is that you overstep your mark and you do wrong things, whether it is with regard to wealth and money, or whether it is to respect and honor and lives, that is also totally haram. And zulman, that is that you don't fulfill the rights of those people. And what rights they have on you, you don't fulfill those rights. So Allah Ta'ala says, anyone who does all this wrong, and he does it transgressing his limits, and making zulam, not fulfilling their rights, فَسَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِ نَارًا. تو ہم اس کو ڈالیں گے آگ میں. So soon we will throw them into the fire of Jahannam. That is the punishment, and these are for what are called gunai kabira, the big gunas. All these gunas which have been mentioned, as Allah says, all these gunas are either the gunas that are mentioned from the beginning of the surah or the beginning of the supara. All these gunas are kabair, are the big gunas. And in front Allah explains about the sahair, about the smaller gunas also. And this punishment of throwing people into the fire of Jahannam. Allah is the creator, he is the Rabb. And like a mother will never throw her child in the fire of Jahannam. Parents who claim and who do love their children don't want any harm to come to them. So this is, we are the creation of Allah. Allah has made us. So it would appear that it is very difficult for Allah, that His own creation. And as Allah says, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ, I created insan with my own two hands. Of course, not meaning physical hands like ours, but the great special qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So that creation of Allah, who is Ashraful Makhlukat, ways. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. How will Allah throw them into the fire of Jahannam? So Allah says to that, وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. اور یہ البتہ اللہ پر آسان ہے. And this is very easy for Allah. Don't think that you are special in the eyes of Allah, so Allah won't punish you. If you transgress your limits, you make zulam, you don't fulfill the rights of others, Allah says that He'll throw you into the fire of Jahannam, and that is easy for Allah Ta'ala to do. Similar to this is where Allah Ta'ala explains the rights of the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great honorable position. Then Allah says, even if any of them commit haram and do gunas, then Allah will punish them also. And that also Allah says the same, وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. It is easy for Allah. Otherwise we will take the most honorable woman in the ummah, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will never touch them. Allah will never punish them. But Allah says, if you do wrong, then I will punish them, and it's not difficult for me to punish them. So we all should fear very greatly. Never ever think that I'm somebody special and Allah won't punish me. That I'm a big alim or I'm a big abid or a big maulana, and so Allah will never punish me. Never think that I'm a sayyid, so Allah will never punish me. I belong to this family, I belong to this chain of people, and nobody, Allah makes it clear, if you break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will punish you, and it is not difficult for Allah. All your respect and your honor will be one side. Allah Ta'ala will punish you if you break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So a person should make regularly tawbah. By tawbah itself, he will get the tawfiq of staying away from sin. And he should make his own effort also to stay away from sin. Otherwise, if we overstep the mark and Allah's punishment comes, then al-amanul hafidh. Nobody can be saved from the punishment of Allah. Nobody can hide anywhere. Nobody can take anyone's protection. A person must be very fearful of the punishment and the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Thank you.